Blog Talk Radio.
Shut the fuck up, Donnie. Shut the fuck up, Donnie.
Shut the fuck up, Donnie.
Shut the fuck up, Donnie. And away we go!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Like it.
You heard wrong.
Do you need to relax and get away from it all?
Oh! Oh.
My name, I'll say you my name.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, no,
I love
no, come
out. Up.
Giddy up.
Is
It'll be a really big show. Woo.
Well, you got that right, Jack. Coco, man. I like that, man. We'll dedicate tonight's show to Coco, who was perceptive enough as the primate to understand that, like, Robin Williams and Mr. Rogers were, like, a couple of the good ones, you know, amongst our human race. I call it that. If you consider that human. Well, good evening. And welcome to Ape Shit fucking Possum Hour, man. On a Friday. Yikes. What a fucking week. You know, you try to follow the trends. Hopefully we're not off the air. So Monday, you know, you learn, oh, the president doesn't pay his taxes. Okay, well, there's a show. Wait a minute, Wednesday, he acts like a, you know, rabid baboon with syphilis on TV. Oh, wait a minute, that's what I went with. I went with the rabid baboon with syphilis, the ape shit theme. But then we find out he's got COVID, so who knows, man. This is the most exhausting reality show since that Shatner one. They had the Shats. What else to say on that? Anyway, welcome to Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. We live primarily just to entertain you. I think Gumby will be in complete agreement with that. Unreal, Chicky Cheek say. That would be understatement. I do believe they categorize that. But yes, you got it. You're on the trolley. I want to find it's whatever. Mondays and Fridays we do the stupid fake radio show that is guised as a podcast, which if they ever find out, we're probably toast. We're short timers here. We're short timers. Believe it. It's not gonna. We're not. You know, Possum aren't gonna be around forever. Ted's not gonna be around forever. I tell you what. I might make a pledge. I'll keep the show going as long as the dog breathing air. That could be any day now, though. Okay. Hold on a second. Yeah, that was a bad thing.
You possum puss, get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
He was once a little ring ball of clay. Come in, the future see what he can be today. Come in, the future can crawl in any book with a scummy sound for me too. If you got a heart, then Gummy's a part of you.
Fuck you, Gumby!
All right!
Damn!
Yeah. Say no more! Say no more! Say no more!
Get down! Get down with your bad
guy! Oh,
yeah!
Naughty, naughty professor!
Okay, there you go.
I'm not even going to play any, you know, hilarious sound effect sting to fuck you up, you know, when you try to talk.
That was a good little jam. I like it.
Which one's that?
Yeah, the whole heavy metal.
You know who wrote that opening tune? The fat guy. Oh shoot! I've had too many beers, man.
Fat Waller?
No. Sadaka. Neil Sadaka. Neil Sadaka.
Oh, okay. The doctor, you're calling the fat guy.
he's like a roly-poly, you know.
He's
a roly-poly.
Yeah. He's a big, cuddly fat guy.
I thought he was a, you know, yeah, Becker's drunk already. You got that right. Drinking all day. Yeah, I thought he might have been, you know, what you call, but not that matters, but he's not. Kids in
there. Huh? There you go.
The truck broke, man. So I go, my buddy Bogey's like, yeah, we'll fix the truck up. And they came down, we jacked the truck up, and then, you know, we looked at the thing, and we're like, I'm going to take it to the shop. But it all worked out. It all worked out well.
So you got it fixed? You get it up and running?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's a much longer involved story.
Okay.
I won't go on too long. The guy, I had the same mechanic for 30 years. He passed away like a year or so ago.
Why do they do that to people?
It's just, I figured it was just like fate, you know, you're going to die. Uh-huh. Dead.
Left you to it. Okay.
Anyway, I've been looking for a new place. Like, well, you know, it's hard to find a mechanic you trust. So into Al the Barber, I asked Al the Barber if he could recommend somebody. And so he recommended this one shop, and this is the first opportunity I've had to take a vehicle in there. And I had Bogey with me, who knows how to talk car. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
So he went in there, and they're like, you know, he's like, oh, yeah, I used to buy parts at such and such. And the guy, one guy's like, my dad ran that place. And they're bonding, you know. So, you know, there was a lot of male bonding going on with this new repair shop, right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm feeling good about this. Because, like, I've had a relationship with my mechanic for 30 years. He passed away. The guy took over the place. He charges you full price, you know?
Uh-huh. They do that. They do that.
Hold on a second.
Shut the fuck up, Donnie.
Oh, I'm sorry. That wasn't... That's not funny. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
To make a short story long, the guy... I take the truck over. It's a starter problem. I take the truck over there, and guy calls me up at thing whatever about 4 o'clock, maybe 5. Says, "Oh, the truck's S10's ready." Oh, sweet. So Bogey's been hanging out, you know, to see if it got done that day. Give me a lift over. So we run over there. Great, man. And the guy, the owner, the guy I have to do the business with, as customers, so I'm talking to mechanics, right? Did further bonding. We're talking Western.
Uh-huh.
I saw they had the grit channel on it. Oh, yeah, you like the, and this was great. I was telling him I watched an Audie Murphy with Walter Matthau the other night. Right?
Uh-huh.
He goes, I saw one this morning. It was the same way. The guy didn't belong in a Western. What was that? I go, was it Tony Curtis? I'd seen the same thing. He was watching. Like, Tony Curtis, yes! Oh, bonding! Dude, you know how important that is with a mechanic? You know? I don't think you're a fucking pushover or a schmuck or an idiot that doesn't know anything about cars like I am. Really? Uh-huh. But, you know. I don't know. I felt really good about it. So, then... to indeed extend the story further, this is all truth. I pay the bill. I go out. I get in the truck. I turn the key. Nothing.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All that time.
Not a click. Not a word.
Oh, man.
Not a sigh. Not a chug.
Oh, man.
And, I don't know.
Oh, wow.
Man, there's some connection wrong in there. So I'm not going to get the truck back. I didn't get the truck back today. I'll go pick it up tomorrow. But I think I found a place of good guys. And, you know, it's something stupid. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. That's cool. That's cool you get along with them all.
Oh, you gotta get in good with your mechanic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You gotta.
I learned pretty much you gotta do that for everybody.
Well, I had the mechanic for 30 years, and then I had the dentist. I've had the dentist for 30-some years. He's not getting any younger.
You're outliving them all, Decker. Outliving them all.
Yeah, they were just older than me. You're not living nobody. All right. Well, that was probably an incomprehensible ramble, you think?
Yeah, not at all.
Did that make any sense?
Yeah, sure did.
My car story. All right, well, since this is a monkey-themed show, I figured that monkeys would be in vogue.
Oh, definitely.
What do you get when you cross a fish, an elephant? Swimming trunk.
There you go.
Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
It's making my anecdote look hilarious. Appreciate it. I kid because I love. And we're going backward in time. Back to last year.
Oh, okay.
Tones and I in their dance monkey.
Come on, be nice. Give me another kiss.
Sure, why not? You pooch, and I'll pucker. Ready?
And how? Oh, you're breaking my heart. Larry, help me. Larry, help me.
They say, oh, my God, I see the way you shine. Take your hand, my dear, and bless them both in mine. You know too fast, you get what I was passing by. And now I beg to see you dance just one more time.
Thank you.
was a beauty.
Well, that was one of yours.
What? Okay. I don't know.
You don't remember?
I have no recollection. Not at all. I don't remember much. It'll be easy to find, though. I don't sing that many instrumentals.
Yeah.
It'll be easy to find.
Sure, that was one of yours.
I did tonight.
Tonight I was like, I gotta put my phone in a better place. It's falling off the preface.
Okay.
Sorry. We had some scotches today, man. So I'm like pretty
good. That's all part of
it. I wouldn't get behind
too.
The wheel. I get behind the wheel of this ship. What the hell?
Mm-hmm.
Run it right down that damn thing's throat. But here we go. Ted, are you ready? Are you ready, Teddy? I know he's ready. You ready, Teddy?
He's usually jumping the gun. No. Okay, there it is. There it is.
There's the Ted. Well, he's been barking today. Because who was the last tune? The last tune was... Bum, 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 bum. Little Willie Littlefield. Little Willie.
Oh, okay,
Littlefield.
Yeah, that was me. That was me.
That was you. That was you, sir.
Yeah, that was me.
Ted, you ready? One more time, Ted. Oof. Okay. Because you know, Ted, Cheeky Cheeks is here. Yeah.
Cheeks. Oh, sweet Alice.
I'm not... Right? Ted, did I mislead you? Cheeky Cheeks.
Cheeky Cheeks.
Yes. Oh, Green Beasley. I was going to say Green Beasley's name, but they came and went, Ted. What about Green Beasley? Anything on that?
Stuck their head in and left.
Yeah. Miss Ted, too. That's all right, Ted. You don't have to bark about Green Beasley anymore. We're good. Okay. Oh, we need more music, though.
Phone and hoes.
Oh, yeah, then.
Absolutely. All right. Here we go. I like this.
Ted Shoes.
Yeah, we got the Newlywed Game theme. Good.
Oh, okay.
All right, Ted. You know who's next? No. 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 He's like naming old Soviet premiers, you know? Like Khrushchev?
He's
no.
Dad.
Stalin?
He's
no.
Yeah.
It's Dr. Cake. Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
Oh.
Dr. Cake.
There you go. Dr. Cake. No, she was not an Ethiopian war general. I don't know where you got that. Where did you get that, Chip Ted? No, not at all. It wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake.
Dr. Yes. Cake.
Weasley Beasley. Ford Prefect, you're a caution. And there he is. The Fjord himself. The Lord Fjord. Lord Fjord. Ford Prefect.
Ford Prefect.
What? What, Ted? What? 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 He's, you know, the thing about Ted is, I'm pretty sure, well, until the day he lays his head down for the last time, you know, and goes off to the puppy kennel in the sky, he will not run out of barks. In fact, I think his last words will be, I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised.
Nope.
Thank you for coming, Fort Prefect. And there's our
Prefect.
Hope. What about
Hope? Here.
Hope. Hope.
Hope. Hope. Hope. Hope. Hope. Hope.
Wow. Really? Man, I didn't know. He really thinks highly of you, dude.
We all
I don't know
do
if that's good or bad.
Ted knows.
But he,
Ted knows.
Really? He's very high on Oak, man. What, really? Oh. He has 100% confidence in you for people's eyes. Right, Ted?
People's eyes.
Right? Yeah. Okay. Just want to check. And now, the Sister Master. Come on. Finance and parking.
Finance and parking.
Professor R. J. Gumby!
Yeah, here you go.
Come on. One more. Ah, here you go. And we got close. And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Commodore Deck.
As the Jeez, which one is the one? And we'll go with this one.
One.
Everyone says I love you, but just what they say it for I never knew. It's just inviting trouble for the poor sucker who says I love you. Take a pair of rabbits who get stuck on each other and begin to woo. And pretty soon you'll find a million more rabbits who say I love you. When a lion gets feeling frisky and begins to roar, there's another lion who knows just what he's roaring for. Everything that ever grew, the goose and the gander and the gosling too, the duck upon the water when he feels that way too, says quack,
quack, quack. That's a wise quack. You keep your bill out of this. How would you like it if I butted into your affairs and laid an egg?
Oh, yeah. That's a beauty, man.
That is, man.
I think that's, well,
definitely my favorite Marx Brothers.
I didn't want to say that. I didn't want to go out on a limb.
Definitely mine.
I'm going to say it's, I have to have like a top three. Okay. Is that bad?
Not at all. Not at all.
Horse Feathers.
I'll say number one for me.
Duck Soup. And and this is my controversial pick. I know a lot of
Third one would be.
Disagree. A Day at the Races. Not A Night at the Opera.
Races.
No. A Day at the Races. A very chaotic production schedule, and this had several directors. But I just thought it was funny. And the musical numbers, out of the park.
There you go.
Especially the racist one that, you know, you're not allowed to like it. Because I love it. It's beautiful. Man.
Yeah.
It really is.
There's some
black artists in that are singing their hearts out and dancing their fucking shins off. And there's nothing wrong with that, man.
No, it was a great scene. Great scene to end the movie on.
Yeah. Well, no, that was in the middle. Oh, I'm talking about the one in the middle when they were in Shantytown and
the great
ending where the sheriff comes in and then the big fat guy goes, "It's the sheriff," and then Marx Brothers put on it's bad. They put on black. They take Axel grease and put blackface on.
Groucho
only puts it on half of his face and he leaves in profile.
Alright, there you go. I got it.
You can't win. We can't win. No, we gotta just shut up about that and enjoy it quietly and go on.
Well, he already has grease paint mustache on. He's halfway there.
It was, I mean anything, I don't know.
Anything bad about it?
Jeez. What are you gonna do? What I got? Oh, Ford. Was it Lilo Schifrin's birthday today or something, Ford?
Yeah, what was all the Manic things? That was good stuff though, man.
I fucking love Manic. That's one of the greatest new songs. What am I gonna say? All time.
But this is the birthday week there. Tomorrow's is Larry Fiennes, and the fifth is Buster Keaton's.
Buster Keaton. Okay. Oh, just a Lalo roll. There you go.
Okay, good.
Wild? What the hell happened? You have to be something provocative on Facebook before the show. Do I have to go back there and...
Oh yeah. What kind of a world do we live in if somebody punches out Rick Moranis?
What the fuck? Yeah. I didn't hear that. Who punched Rick Moranis?
Some guy...
This house is so gone crazy.
There you go. Just turned and punched him.
Who was it? What happened?
That was it. Nothing. He probably didn't know he was a famous actor or anything. He was just walking up the street and turned and punched him right the fuck out for no reason. They got it all on film.
Because I know there was that, you know, little rift between him and Tourette's guy. Here we go.
You think it's a connection?
I hope not. I hope not. I wouldn't want to come to my neighborhood.
And Rick
but
Moranis,
that's weird
old
because,
people. Who would want to hurt Rick Moranis?
Well, the really weird thing about it, I don't know if you've seen it, but there was an insurance company or something? Like, you know, I don't know. Some weird insurance company, and they go, and to prove our point, here's Rick Moranis. And he just is standing there going, hey. And then at the end, it has a little scroll that says, it's really Rick Moranis, you know, because he hasn't done anything in 20, well, nothing visual, at least in 20 years. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Well, I hope it wasn't, I hope he's okay. I don't know. It's weird.
Well, it used to be the initiation of gangs or something, that the one guy has to punch out a random person.
But I thought you were going to say, like, pick an SCTV
gangs where they
alum
pick them, you know, and they watch them. Okay. But this guy was walking by himself. Just walking up the street by himself and punched them out.
Jeez. What a jag-off.
Yeah.
No matter what his motivation is, I say fly apart.
Yeah.
You know? Your mother's ashamed of you. Sorry. Yeah. Rick Moranis is an okey-doke guy.
Capital punishment.
I like Rick. That's weird.
Everyone does. It's like punching out Will Rogers.
What the fuck? Yeah, I mean,
or
you know,
Fred
any
Rogers, for that matter.
Hey. Fred Rogers.
Yeah. That's right. Like punching out Mother Teresa. Or Gandhi.
Teresa. Well, Fred Rogers or Robin Williams, you know, Coco.
Yeah.
You know, fucking killer gorilla. And those guys get in the cage. Oh, no, you guys are all... That's getting to where when I leave the door open for Ted, the furnace kicks on. It's been how many months? Yeah. Forgot how goddamn loud that furnace is. Holy shit. Poosh. Because my furnace, you know, it's a one-floor dwelling.
Uh-huh.
Furnace is on the same floor as me at all times. And then I thought I was really getting over on everybody by having no stairs, you know? Like,
yep.
Suckers with stairs. Look at the suckers walking upstairs over there. How's that doing that census job, right? It's like you got to go up the steps to get to the door. I get to the door, I'm huffing and puffing. Oh, jeez. Who in their right mind puts stairs in front of their front door? What the hell is this shit? And I got the fucking mask on, you know. Jeez. Hey. Yeah, it's a good thing to
so
have stairs.
You weren't cans? You weren't cans?
No. It turned out I wasn't getting any assignments. And the lady's like, yeah, if you don't get any assignments, let me know. And then, so they gave me... So I had 3 days I could have worked, and I didn't. And then I worked one day, and then the truck went kaput. So I may miss the rest of the census. But it's not, man, it's gotten to be not fun at this point.
It's almost over with, so hang in there.
Oh, they're just the scraps, man. So tomorrow's out. I might get some hours in Sunday. I don't know. But what's cool is, when the truck went south, it was when I was doing my census job Thursday, and I had to pick up some supplies from my supervisor. She goes, well, I'm going to be at this such and such. And I said, well, that's on the way. I'll stop and meet you. So I turned, I amazingly found her right away in this huge parking lot, right? Pretty not busy parking lot. It was an old mall, you know. It used to be a busy mall.
Okay.
And now, like, I think the food court's open or something. I don't know. Some guy sells crack out the back. Who knows? Anyway, I found her really quick. And I turned off the truck, you know, got out of the truck, got my, hey, how you doing? I'd never met her yet, actually. Hey, okay, you're wonderful, bye-bye. And that's when the truck made this awful sound when I turned the key. And she, like, looked over, like, uh-oh.
Oh, no shit. There you go.
Yeah, so she knows the truck took a shit.
Yeah, okay, good. That worked out all right. In fact, that worked out so perfectly, it looked like you planned it. Like, you worked it that way.
You would think I was a diabolical criminal the way this whole thing is played out. Because now, I'm going to have the truck's going to be fine. Who gives a fuck about missing work? And I got a relationship with a new mechanic, man.
Yes. I mean, see that?
We were talking Western.
Everything breaks even with you, Commodore.
You got to, you know, it's easy being.
You are correct, sir.
That's right.
Absolutely.
And Gumby's happy again. I love being
back
what
do you got?
Cigar shop. Yeah.
That's right.
I worked
how's that
yesterday.
Going?
I worked yesterday just to get the feel for the place again. I start this coming Wednesday regularly.
Sweet.
So, yep.
That's good.
And,
working is, I mean,
we're
going to
be
after...
changing the name.
Oh.
We're changing the name to El Humidor.
El Humidor.
Yeah, nice name for it.
El Humidor.
Uh-huh. Right
oh,
now,
you mean
still
the shop's
going to
be El Humidor?
That sign I've been bitching about. Is they're going to be taking that down.
Oh, okay. Hey, I thought you were changing your name to El Humidor, which I think would be a good handle.
Yeah, it wouldn't be.
Commodore Decker and El Humidor.
El Humidor.
El Humidor.
Baba Booey. Baba Booey.
All right. Here's the one. Here's the. We got to go ape, man. Here's real quick ape one.
Ape.
A brother took a monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought that everything was on the square. The brother tried to throw the monkey off of his back, but the monkey grabbed his neck and said, now listen, Jack. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Ain't no use in diving. What's the use of jiving? Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. The buzzer told the monkey you were choking me. Release your hold and I will set you free. The monkey looked the buzzer right dead in the eye and said, your story's so touching, but it sounds just like a lie. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top.
Chat room. Bet us to
promise that this he will quit and go lay down if I give him this treat, right? You ready?
Okay.
There. Now, go lay down. I'm telling you, lay down. He's, man, he's definitely going to do it. Now, did you all see the Weird Al thing today?
Oh, no.
You saw...
Oh, Weird Al
thing? No. You saw Weird Al. Daddy G
not
posted that. Daddy G posted it.
Okay. I don't remember.
But I figured, much like the theme of this show, which was kind of like making fun of the president losing his mind the other night at that debate thing.
Yeah.
For the airing of the grievances, I think.
That's what I didn't watch. Yep.
Oh, my God. Don't.
I stay away.
That was this. Oh, my God. You have to... It defies description. Put it that way. Okay? 20 minutes in, Biden said, "Will you just shut up?" And that's when I took a drink. So here's Weird Al going 2 days ago, but that's all over because he has COVID and the story changed. 3 minutes!
We're all doomed! People are breathing out this living poison and trying to float into my orifices. I lost my car keys. I had to steal my neighbor's Segway to get here today. And on the way, I crashed in this dumpster. And these kids are making a video, and now I'm on TikTok. I can't...
Excuse me. Yeah? Being not hysterical, despite, you know, things. Oh, I can do that. Dignified.
Gentlemen, welcome to the first presidential debate. Our first question in the key of G sharp minor is
Scoo doo doo it, doo we didn't be the baba da boo, baba doo it.
I'm so sorry.
2020's a raging hellscape. Any ideas on how to stop a worldwide plague?
We should be providing people the help they need. He knew back in February it was a deadly disease. What did he do? He's on tape acknowledging he knew.
Really?
He waited and waited and waited, and he didn't even tell you. President Trump did a phenomenal job. People said that.
Well,
we got the gowns, we made the ventilators, we got the masks. I don't wear masks like him. Every time you see him, he's got a mask. The biggest mask I've ever seen. The biggest mask I've ever seen.
Will we ever get back all the jobs we lost? Or should we set up 11 million Etsy shops?
My economic plan would create $1 trillion in economic growth. He has no intention of making it better for you all at home. I brought back football. It was me.
What?
Big Ten football, and I'm very happy.
Who's it gonna be?
They wanna take out the cows,
in the West Wing.
Now here's the deal. He has no idea what he's talking about.
We're living in the apocalypse. I'm begging you to put a stop to this pretty please.
He said he could inject some bleach.
They cheat. If the Supreme Court is truly supreme, where's the guac, ground beef, and sour cream?
The American people have a right to say who's the Supreme Court nominee. Our biggest inducers are from Notre Dame. We have a phenomenal nominee.
I ran out of questions, but still got a while. It's time to drop some bars. Let's see how you freestyle.
In Europe, they live there, forest cities. They call forest cities. It's a forest city. You know, he talks about the art of the deal. China's perfected the art of the steal. Bad things happen in Philadelphia. Bad things. He's just afraid.
Cowboys,
stand back and stand by. But he said there were very fine people on both sides. He said maybe we should drop a nuclear weapon on hurricanes. The cars have computers all over the place.
Who's it gonna be?
They want to take out the cows.
In the West Wing.
Now here's the deal. He has no idea what he's talking about.
We're living in the apocalypse. I'm begging you to put a stop to this pretty please.
Keep hope you happen, man. The people don't understand.
He doesn't have a plan.
Exploding trees, COVID-19, hurricanes with names past the letter Z, conspiracy theories about vaccines, murder hornets coming from across the sea, too many memes about World War III, can't tell what's hell or reality, earthquakes ruining my whole week, cause I dropped my keys in the crack between the cup holder and my car seat. Who's it gonna be?
They wanna take out the cows,
and the West Wing.
Now here's the deal, he has no idea what he's talking about.
We're living in the apocalypse, I'm begging you to put a stop to this pretty please.
He said he could inject some bleach.
They cheat, who's it gonna be?
That was really a productive segment, wasn't it?
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
News of the present, the man to whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news, here's Dickie.
May the good fairies sprinkle stardust on your bippy.
The old guitar over the head. Over the noggin. Yeah, he took the high. I don't know why, how the president could get the COVID because he's been taking the hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I mean, you know, what was it, Dr. Stella Emanuel or whatever her name is? Does she look like she really knows what she's talking about?
I think that was Dr. Vinnie Boombatz.
Vinnie Boombatz, yeah. Maybe he didn't have enough Jesus
thing.
Blood on him. He bad, didn't have enough Jesus
bad
blood.
Things. Bad things. Bad things.
Bad things, baby.
Bad,
bad things happen in Philadelphia.
Yeah. And the cocksucker's fucking sitting there looking in the other guy's face going, oh, yeah, you wear a mask. You're a fucking jagoff.
Yeah.
You know. And then two days later, hey, you tested positive. Yes. Yeah, come on. All right. But on the other hand, and I got a weirdo friend, man. He's a great artist, and he posted this, and I'll just go through it real quick. And I think this is from his own noggin, because there's five stories that broke just before or after the COVID thing. Former National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster said that the president is aiding and abetting Vladimir Putin's effort to sow doubt in the American electoral system. Number two, former Trump campaign manager Brad Parscale is under federal investigation for campaign fraud. Yeah, he was buying Ferraris. Number three, Texas governor shut down ballot drop-off locations all over the state, reducing drop-off locations to one per county, reducing drop-off locations in Dallas from 12 to 1. Melania, number four, Melania taped by former shitty friend, saying some crazy shit about hating Christmas and not, I saw that, that's crazy, and not caring about family. Number five, Michigan DA charges two GOP operatives with election interference for intimidating voters in Detroit with robocalls giving false information about warrants being tied to voter registration. And then he ended it with, these are just five of many, many breaking stories.
All right.
And that's the Uncle Bobo news. It's like a never ending.
I think he pictures the whole presidency as his personal reality show. It's the Bobo show. And he's probably glad he got this COVID because the ratings are going to go through the roof.
Gold star for Professor Gumby on that one.
That's it.
Exactly.
He's
right.
Look at ratings.
You are exactly right.
He thinks he's Truman.
You know, there's no such
Truman
thing.
Show.
Yeah, and there's no such thing as bad press. I mean, if you look up the Roy Cohn, his kind of his sensei, he goes
that's
back
the most
to
evil
Joe McCarthy.
Ever lived.
He's the one who got killed against
the Rosenbergs.
Exactly. Yeah. I just wanted to briefly say I'm against using phrase cocksucker in the negative, because if that ever happens to me, it's really positive, so I don't want to give it a bad kind of now going on with the show. I forgot to mention, Ted, shut up, that Ford with his Mannix theme brought it to my attention that here's what we need to do in the waning days of Bossmeyer. We need to do a theme song show. What do you think?
Theme song show. I like it.
A whole show, a theme song. Huh?
I like it.
Man,
I'm on board with that.
That's a theme show. Merv Griffin would be getting a Woody on that one.
That's right. Even Merv.
Merv would be, he'd call that,
Katzenauer says, suck it!
Ooh, babe.
Yeah.
Babe.
It's like,
shut the fuck up, Donnie.
I don't know what that means.
Put that
together.
That's
not funny.
Like
That's not funny. No, don't laugh. Gavin Moorhead. How you doing, man? I know. That's just a random act of violence.
Yeah, you didn't mean to put those two together.
man. We were drinking scotch today, man. Oh man, not only were we drinking scotch, we had a normal scotch, right?
Yeah.
Dram of normal scotch. And then we had a small dram of the high octane Ardbeg dark old scotch. Oh, jeez.
Oh, jeez.
After that, if you can make the rest of the day make sense at all, you're doing pretty good.
This was like mid-afternoon, are we talking here?
Yeah, this was like before 4 o'clock, man.
That's the way to do it.
And then we went to pick up the truck. I go ahead and pay for the truck and go out and get in the truck and the key. Nothing, you know.
Let's go back to the bottle. Yeah.
This is not the outcome of this situation that I was anticipating.
Hey, we got a visitor.
How's that?
We got a visitor out there. Hey, Gavin Moorhead.
Oh, yeah, I said Gavin Moorhead, man. I said his name.
Oh, okay, I missed it.
Yeah. Kind of digging that Herb Alpert, man. Yeah, theme song. Ford theme song show. And we're looking, I mean, we're not looking for straight theme songs necessarily. We're looking for covers and interpretations.
They make it interesting.
And you know.
Send it to Possum Undercover. You find any of your favorite theme songs by cover or maybe
You do that. I don't know. Facebook's making me hanky anymore, man.
Okay, all right.
I think that Zuckerberg thing's got a crush on me.
you have your pen's head. Your pen's head is still there.
Well, here's my Mike Pence question to you. What did the left eye say to the right eye?
Oh, okay. What did the left eye say to the right eye?
Something between us smells.
Okay, all right.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Okay.
It was hilarious,
how many
man.
Shots did you have before that one? I like that.
Hi-oh! Hi, a kite, everybody! Goofballs!
Goofballs.
Hey, Gavin Moore.
What else we got
left.
Going on? What else we got going on?
Okay.
Rick Moranis.
Gee whiz. Well, we got, okay, woman. Take the cookies. Oh, yeah, this is kind of weird. Homeowners, pay attention. Because, you know, there's all kind of weird shit when you own a house, you know. It's like, you can't call the landlord to fix this shit or clean this shit up. It's your responsibility.
Yeah,
Well, this woman was like, what the fuck are these? She had small black dots all over the house, right?
Ooh.
Cleaning up.
Yeah.
This shit. Small black dots on the like the wainscoting or the skirting board, whatever you want to call that.
On the outside.
No, you know down there by the floor where the floor meets the wall. And you have skirt there.
A little runner.
Maybe
little
black dots on
it.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, you might say, what the hell is this? Micro rat shit or something. I don't know what it is.
Uh-huh.
It is fucking, what is shit? It is fucking spider poop.
No shit. Spider poop. No shit.
Spider poop. Like, you see little black dots, like, in a row, you know, hanging around, like, you know, just for no reason on your shit, and it's like, oh, geez. So, I think what you need to do there is, paint all your woodwork black, and then
they won't see it.
A problem. Yeah.
And if you have a problem with spiders, you just have to burn the house down. I would imagine.
I don't mind spiders. I like spiders.
Yeah. Yeah, they kill the other insects.
Oh,
power on.
Flies.
Power on.
Oh man, remember that? Remember the fly? Remember that movie? And the guy, oh, help me! Help me! Help me!
Yeah.
If you've ever lived on a farm, okay, with animals, you don't feel the least bit of empathy for that guy at all, man. You're a fucking fly, dude. Sorry, man. You're done. Bye. Don't want to know you, man. Help me, help me. Swat. Fuck you.
Uh-huh.
That damn shit
is
fly. Get away from me. This is a stupid story. Boy, I really got a dearth of. Well, that's good because it's almost over. Oh, a dearth of good stories. Some guy hadn't washed his pillows in 10 years, right?
Yeah.
And this girl washes his pillows and whatnot. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I bet you I could scare up a pillow that ain't been washed in about 20 years. You know?
Yeah. I don't remember the last time I washed my pillow. Pillowcase,
yeah.
That thing. Pillow
what
itself?
The fuck? 10 years? Jeez, yeah. Oh, my. That's a headline. What the hell is
I know.
That? Some people are picky. I don't know. What is that lady, you know? Oh, wait. I want this one.
Just hopefully it's not little black dots on your pillow.
No. You don't want no John Wayne pillow.
John Wayne
pillow, yeah. I could. Oh my God! Can you imagine John Wayne pillow?
Oh, jeez. That's a variety show. That would have been a fantastic variety show. Link out.
A reality show. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That would have been the reality show of all time.
Oh yeah.
At home with
Heath
mommy.
Ray, when the mother
in the link.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God. We did that reality show here on Possum Hour. Back in 1962, it was real. I swear to God, we didn't dream that.
That was bizarre.
Fred Lynx, man, whatever that was, that night he made the speech. It's like, I don't know where I've been. Man, I'm sure tired.
John's turning to get mom off the toilet.
And changing of the diapers, Oh. That was.
But I'm
telling
you, man,
watching the squid
was the funniest part of all possum. I think that was the classic possum. Watching the squid.
You gotta YouTube that, man.
I think it's
I know. I gotta look
thing.
That one up and do that. Because it was just like, you know, I mean, he just had like, and then it was, oh, God, that was classic shit, man.
Yeah.
You know, I had.
And then Wendy kept it going. Wendy kept it going.
I know. Wendy prodded him into the mushroom story.
Yeah.
You know, I had mushrooms.
Kept it going.
One time in my bedroom.
She turned like a 3-minute bit into 7. God bless her, man. We needed her, man.
Well, it all started because my brother found a bag of onions.
Yeah. He found a bag of onions. Oh,
found a bag of onions. You can't make that up.
Yeah. So you have to have squid that night. You found some onions.
Of course, it's going to lead to a squid dinner. What else would you do? So this guy who hasn't washed his pillow in 10 years, you know, come back when you got something to fucking show us, okay, pal?
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
I
want
to hear from you. I don't want to hear from you. You go meet the Lynx. Oh, wouldn't that have been a great name for the show? Meet the Lynx.
Meet the Lynx.
Meet the Lynx.
Meet the Lynx, yeah.
I hope he's okay. I hope he's doing all right, man.
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
I really thought he could, you know, just out of his natural weirdness, become famous and, you know, make a nice pile of dough or something.
He's got a fan base. That's pretty much made fun of him, but he's got a fan base.
Yeah. Man, I think he needs to wash more. That's from what I've heard.
Definitely. But he wouldn't be Link without the word.
That's part of the thing.
Yeah.
That's part of the whole persona. It's not because it isn't
movies,
made
his
up.
Movies I get on Prime every now and again.
It's not made up. That's the thing. It's not made up. He is genuine.
Yeah,
he's the real deal.
That's the best part of it.
Not a fucking act, man. You know. There are people who are acts. He's not one of them.
In fact, now you reminded me. I'm going to check Prime to see if there's any John Links I haven't seen yet. Because they show it every now and again.
I think there's a Facebook page, but I don't know if it's actually him, Cheeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it was that's why I got off of it.
It was him at one time, and then I got off of it because I think.
I think I'm on there, nothing. But one point it was him, and then at one point it was that other guy, Eddie.
Other dickweed. Yeah.
Ed, what is his name? Ed X. Ed X.
Ed X Bobo. Don't say his name either. X Bobo.
That's it. That just cripples. Baby Jeebuses, but still, that's not cool. All right, now here we go. We wrap up our story here. Firefighters battle blaze from 22-ton pile of chicken poop. You see this?
Yeah,
over
Jesus
in Britain.
Christ.
The fire crews from 3 different towns. They came in because the chemicals in poultry manure can spontaneously combust and catch on fire, man. So this was like I don't know if the Guinness. What's that?
Yeah. Who gathered all this poo up and put it in one place?
Well, that's the thing. I don't know if the actual Guinness people were there to record if it was the largest chicken poop fire of all time. But, you know, once it gets to a certain point, what's it matter, you know?
Sure. Chicken poop.
Don't stop me. No.
Now, back to our show.
Come on, come on, come
That reminds me. Eminence Front Radio tomorrow morning. 3 Eastern time.
Oh, wait a minute. Why did that remind you that?
Because His Eminence just started a new segment called Farvey Loves the Beatles Covers.
Yes.
And he opens up with some Beatle covers, and he ends the show with actual Beatles songs. So it's like...
Yep.
It's like bookend. Right. Bookend Beatles.
Where's my damn good... Hold on one second. I got it. I got to report it. All righty. Are you ready?
But they're pretty short. Pretty promo again?
Yeah. Gotta start over. All right, here we go.
All right.
Here we go with the plug.
Okay, with the plug. Eminence Front Radio, tomorrow morning at 3 Eastern time. Eminence is going to be doing a show, I think, on the 70s. I really don't remember. I missed the past two. I'll be there tomorrow, though. Fun time, good music. Awesome Blues at 4:30. He also does the Gumby Loves Jazz at about 1:30, before the actual show at 3.
Helpful Hints from Heloise at Quarter Tomatoes.
Helpful Hints of Heloise.
I don't
want to
miss that.
He's got it all. 3 Eastern time. That's from www.wriu.org.
Is Philosophy Corner still on? Other People's Eyes Philosophy Corner?
Oh, definitely.
Come on.
Definitely.
Yeah.
There's Find the Pope and the Pizza.
Quarter to his balls, I don't know.
Got everything.
All right. Hello, albums from songs from albums released in 1970.
There you
good
go. Oh, it's
gravy,
78.
Mate.
Okay. That's
good
it.
Gravy.
When music was
mate
good.
All right. Well, what I want to say.
Hitler!
No, I don't want to say that. What I want to say is, let's get something. Yeah. Okay. It's the Mea Culpa Polka tonight. We have an ape show, ape-themed show, yes, but it's the Mea Culpa.
Uh-huh. Mea Culpa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Once again, the Commodore, being the leader of men and women that he is, going to be honest with you. If I've been anything over the last, 4 or 5 decades we've done this thing,
I've been honest.
Been honest. I've been an honest. Except for that one
honest
time.
Yeah. We won't bring that up.
Well, no, I'll tell you. I'll tell you right now what it was. I'll tell you the one time I lied on this program.
Oh, okay.
I don't give a fuck.
Confession times.
I don't give a fuck. I don't give
that's
a fuck.
It's a scotch.
Anymore. It is. This is a scotch talking.
Bring the truth out. Lay it on us. We
in 2012, in 2012, I didn't vote for malt liquor, man. I voted for Barack Obama.
Okay, all right. Well, all's forgiven. But okay, all right. You had us all going with that one.
But there was a kernel of truth because I actually did write in malt liquor, man. And then I erased it and I voted for Barack Obama. I did that only so I... You know how I am. It's like being a theist. You know, you just want to cover your tracks, kind of.
I hear you.
Is there anything wrong with that?
Nothing wrong with that.
I'm sorry, man. It's not like a character flaw or anything, is it?
Yeah,
okay, so here's the
cool
hair
marriage.
Last week on this show, we ended the news with a poop story. I don't remember even what it was, but we then after the pool song, we talked more about the poop thing. And I know that Ford Prefect was anticipating a poop polka because he sent me a poop polka.
Oh, okay.
The thing was, it didn't, the poop, well, we'd already played the poop polka. The poop polka.
Oh, the shit your pants polka? Yeah.
Yeah, and the shit your pants polka. And then the one we played fit the theme of the show, so I was like, well, you know, I'll go this way. But it was like, man, that polka just didn't. If I'd have played the Shit Your Pants polka, the show would have ended in a crescendo of joy, glee, madness, wonderfulness. My God, I'd probably be an internet legend by now. Man, instead, here I am, stuck here with Gumby, you know.
That's what happens.
Any operation. So, with that in mind...
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Stan Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
I should have played it last week, but I was like micro, you know, I was like thinking too much. No, you do that, you overthink.
You can't do that.
Yeah, exactly, yep. Especially with Possum. You cannot overthink Possum. Because it was like, I don't know, it was some kind of Beatlesque theme that wasn't really even a theme, and that was like the only Beatle-like song was the Yellow Submarine Polka.
Yep.
Eh. Should have gone with the poop.
No really
always go
for.
With the poop.
No one cared for that.
What's that?
No one seemed to care for that Yellow Submarine Polka.
Oh, man, that went over like the old bird in the punch bowl. Yeah. I used to work with this gal. Who always used to say that? And it, for some reason, it was sexy when she's... Well, that went over like a third in a punch bowl.
Sounded good coming from her, huh?
I keyed her once, man. I keyed her on the leaves.
Okay.
Man, I shouldn't have done that, though. Her husband was a cop.
Oh, jeez.
Uh-oh. Old gal said it's 90 seconds, man. We got to get the fuck out of here.
Oh, you're like possums.
All right, man. Well, thanks for coming, everybody. Sorry I kissed the cop's wife. Don't tell the cop.
It's the cop's wife. Living dangerously.
Well, it was like, you know, one of them things where, like, you know, we're like, beep, 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 you know, and then you
got to go for it.
Sport. I was a younger man in those days. It was all it was.
Still what he can.
And a little
still
feel.
Still what he can, you
feel.
Horny old man.
Just a little feel. A little feel.
Yeah,
you know. You know. While you're in there, you know, you're giving the kiss. It's like, get a little whack.
While you're in there.
Wow.
Right.
You know.
A kiss,
you
it
know.
Sounds like.
Auga. Anyways, thanks for coming, everybody. Say goodnight,
hey,
everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Kiss now, apes. You'll pay later.
Was like Friday, right? Not the Monday one, right?
Yeah.
So I got that. Yeah, I got that much right.
I might be missing next Friday then. Next Friday the 16th?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the other eye. Get the other eye over with.
I don't know why I find that funny, but yeah. I hope that... The other eye.
The other eye.
It's like a Marty Feldman joke. No, it's the other
Thank
eye.
Thank God we only got two.
Right.
Yeah.
We'll see you Monday, hopefully. I don't know, man. I can't guarantee shit these days. But, give a call if I sleep in.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!